was a very good year.
The way I live it, one life is enough. That's how Frank Sinatra once described his full-throttle approach to life, which ended last night in Los Angeles at the age of 82. Frank Sinatra had been in poor health for several years, but the news of his death still hit fans and friends hard. David Dow joins us live with more from Los Angeles.
Ed Lee Salters brushed aside tears to pronounce his final headline on the man he served as publicist.
Frank Sinatra is just not a name. It's an institution.
And though Sinatra died after much of the city was asleep, daybreak found some grieving neighbors outside his home.
I woke up in the middle of the night to the news, and it was surreal. And I cried, and I had to come over here. I respect him so much.
Steve Allen, another man of music, said of Sinatra, he had a way with a lyric. He really fought his way through a song. Ed?
President Clinton got the sad news in Britain. Correspondent Tom Fenton says much of that nation is in mourning.
Sinatra had a huge and devoted crowd of fans here, perhaps more in Britain than any other country overseas, with the possible exception of Italy. His death is the top story this morning, far overshadowing the Indian atomic bomb or the economic summit which is being held here.
Sinatra was known for his music, more than 200 records, his films, including an Academy Award, his partying, and his temper, which he never denied but once tried to explain.
When I say I had a low boiling point, it doesn't mean I went around kicking dogs and old ladies and people.
This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Ed Crane.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. Frank Sinatra, who died last night at 82, made us all his heirs with a huge body of work preserved forever on video and CD.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Close friends gathered overnight at Sinatra's Beverly Hills estate to be with widow Barbara and his children. One close friend was Leslie Caron.
He had charisma at every age, from the young age to the very end. At every moment, he had great charisma.
Writer Gore Vidal put it another way.
Most singers are pretty bland, mellifluous. Bing Crosby put you quietly to sleep. Sinatra got the blood flowing.
There have been tributes from President Clinton and other world leaders. CBS News correspondent Tom Fenton has more in London.
British television has been full of tributes to Sinatra, many of them from people in the arts themselves. Derek Jacobi, the famous Shakespearean actor, said this morning, "He will always be part of my life. Whenever I thought of a song, it was sung by Frank Sinatra."
Sinatra had not been seen in public since a heart attack in January of 1997. A private funeral is planned. American embassy families will be leaving riot-torn Indonesia aboard two chartered jets. In Jakarta, hundreds are dead, many in shopping center fires set by other looters. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson is in Jakarta.
On the streets of Jakarta today, it was clear that the people had given over control to the army. The streets were almost empty. Most shops and businesses closed down, including banks. The army had some presence, not really big, but forceful. When you see tanks rolling down a street, it makes you pay attention and makes you mind your manners. I think that's part of what was going on.
President Suharto has begun to talk about stepping down. On a day India's prime minister boasted of having a big nuclear bomb and rejected UN criticism as completely unacceptable, a U.S. delegation is trying to persuade Pakistan not to test nuclear weapons of its own. At the G8 summit in Birmingham, England, President Clinton added his voice.
I hope we can have a formula within which they will find it possible, politically possible, not to go forward. It would be show a great act of statesmanship and restraint on their part.
However, Pakistani leaders are under strong domestic pressure to test a nuclear device. Palestinians have again clashed with Israeli troops, but on a smaller scale than yesterday, when soldiers killed at least 9 Arabs in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in Washington has again refused to make territorial concessions. U.S. industrial production rose in April a tiny 0.1%. Given the Asian economic crisis, that was greater than expected. Volkswagen is recalling 8,500 of its hot new Beetles. It seems they have a wiring problem that has caused air conditioners to malfunction. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 5 points. This is CBS News.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like a free inventor's kit? Call Invention Submission Corporation at 1-800-727-IDEA and learn how to get your free kit. You'll learn how to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-727-IDEA. That's 1-800-727-IDEA, IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product, call 1-800-727-IDEA. That's 1-800-727-IDEA, IDEA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance attracts thousands of new business customers every year. Because with us, they can expect to get sound safety advice and responsive claim service. Which means doing our job helps people stay on the job. Liberty Mutual. Helping people live safer, more secure lives.
That's the freedom of liberty. Liberty. Hey, the freedom of liberty.
Liberty Mutual.
Forecasters say most of Texas and neighboring states will spend much of the weekend under a smoky canopy from those thousands of fires in southern Mexico. As a result, Texas officials have extended a statewide health alert. Two senators are offering a bill that would require senders of junk email or spam to provide a valid return address, and they'd have to honor replies from people who asked to be taken off mailing lists. A Russian rocket has launched a cargo ship to the Mir space station. It carries a ton and a half of supplies, including especially requested fresh lemons. Pianist Van Cliburn collapsed on stage last night in his hometown of Fort Worth, but doctors say it was just a fainting spell. He is 63. Newly released government papers show that the British prosecutor who in 1922 banned James Joyce's Ulysses as obscene had read only a few pages at the end. It remained banned for 14 years. In a few minutes, House Speaker Newt Gingrich will be trying something new, playing guest meteorologist on the Weather Channel. Its studios are in the Speaker's Georgia district. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.
Here at the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Frank Sinatra, the man and his music, are being remembered by fans deeply saddened by news of his death.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
Frank Sinatra, dead of a heart attack last night at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center at the age of 82. First to place a memorial candle and flowers at Frank Sinatra's Walk of Fame star here in the Hollywood Walk of Fame was Tim Roulette of North Hollywood.
My parents and my grandparents loved Frank so much, and he was such a part of my life in as much as everything we did, there was always Frank music playing. His movies were always on.
As people here recall their favorite Sinatra songs, they also remember his words, including a final toast he gave on the radio show The Sounds of Sinatra.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I say on the stage, I toast you and I wish you many things like sweet dreams and hugging and kissing and everything you want for you and your children, and that we find peace in the world and peace among ourselves.
Frank Sinatra, dead at the age of 82. Live from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Frank Motek, KNX 1070.
Frank Sinatra was a master craftsman, considered by many as one of the most influential singers in this country's history. He recorded more than 200 albums and toured the world. Don Randy, a pianist who's owned the renowned jazz club The Baked Potato for the past 28 years, toured with Sinatra as well as with his daughter Nancy Sinatra. Randy tells KNX Sinatra was a musician's musician.
He was very clever. He always had the best with him. He always had the best arrangements, also the best songs. He knew how to pick songs better than anyone. He picked songs for himself better than any producer could have ever done, anyone that could have ever worked with him. He just had that great knack and sensibility about songs.
Sinatra began performing at age 11 atop a player piano at his parents' bar. He never learned to read music and said he never took voice lessons except to extend his range. Sinatra was among the first pop singers to use breathing for dramatic effect, saying it was important for a singer to tell a story and place his pauses accordingly. Stephanie Roberts, KNX 1070.
This is a CBS News special report, The Death of Frank Sinatra. I'm Claudia Marshall. Tributes are pouring in for Frank Sinatra. He died last night in Los Angeles of an apparent heart attack at age 82.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness.
Sinatra may be best remembered for his amazing voice, but movie critic Leonard Maltin says his acting was amazing too.
When you look at what he did on screen, you realize he was a lot better than he sometimes got credit for. He was a very good screen actor.
Sinatra won an Academy Award for his role in From Here to Eternity. He also won 9 Grammys. In 1995, daughter Tina said Sinatra had some strong early influences of his own.
The first name that would come through his mouth is Bing Crosby. But he loved Jolson, he loved Rudy Valley. He also grew up loving opera.
Night and day, under the high of me.
fans in Sinatra's hometown are paying tribute, as WCBS newsman Paul Murnane reports.
A black banner is up across the front of Piccolo's restaurant here in Hoboken, New Jersey. The brass plaque at the door reads, "Always Sinatra." This eatery is known for its steaks and cheesecake, and Pat Spagavetto says his family's place is also filled with the music of old Blue Eyes.
Excepting for today. Today we will mourn a bit, and there will be no music played.
Spagavetto says it's like losing a family member.
Fans are gathering outside Sinatra's home in Beverly Hills.
It makes me feel better knowing so many people loved him, and his music is timeless, and it will live on forever.
Night and day.
This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Claudia Marshall.
This is a CBS News special report, The Death of Frank Sinatra. I'm Lisa Meyer. The voice has been stilled.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances?
Frank Sinatra died of a heart attack at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. He was 82. For more than a half century, couples courted to his music. Women swooned, and other singers marveled at Sinatra's phrasing, his range, his way of making a song all his own.
A crooner, or a troubadour, let's put it that way, I think has been a symbol of entertainment that people have been attracted to for many, many years. I think they've admired anybody who can get up and sing a love song.
Sinatra made more than 200 records, starred in dozens of movies, and won an Academy Award playing Maggio in the film From Here to Eternity.
Watch out for Fatso. He'll try to crack you. And if they put you in a hole, don't yell. Don't make a sound. He'll still be yelling when he comes to take you out. Just lay there.
From the Cannes Film Festival, director Martin Scorsese is mourning Sinatra's passing, calling him a great Italian-American and a great actor. Ronald and Nancy Reagan issued a statement saying, quote, "Today, the sound of heaven's chorus is a little brighter." President Clinton is also extending his condolences. Sinatra's friends are struggling to cope with their loss. Correspondent David Dow reports live from Los Angeles.
Lisa, Steve Allen, something of a music man himself, thinks Sinatra was more than a good singer. He thought his way into a song's lyrics, says Allen, and made them personal.
He appreciated what the lyricists had accomplished, and he was their favorite singer, too.
Lee Salters, the singer's former longtime publicist, choked back tears as he told a reporter, "Frank Sinatra is not just a name, it's an institution." Lisa?
Sinatra's funeral will be private. His family's asking that, in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the Barbara Sinatra Children's Center at Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Lisa Meyer.
This is Diane Thompson in Beverly Hills, where the parking, traffic, and crush of reporters and camera people outside the home, the Sinatra home, has brought out the Beverly Hills police this morning. They are trying to keep the street clear by issuing tickets. Several officers went inside the gates of the mansion a short time ago to discuss security with the folks at the mansion. Now, a few fans have stopped by the Sinatra home this morning to pay their respects, among them Linda Lester of Studio City.
I just had to be here. I think if I didn't have a car, I would have walked here, or I would have hitchhiked here. I just have to be here. The man was incredible. He touched me in so many ways, at so many happy times of my life, difficult times of my life. His music was so filling and soothing.
Publicist Susan Reynolds has said this will be a day for informal visits at the Sinatra home as widow Barbara and the family meet with close friends. Last night, entertainers Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence stopped by to pay their respects. Reporting live from Beverly Hills, Diane Thompson, KNX 1070.
For more on the death of Frank Sinatra, now we're joined live on the newsline by Lou Pearl, the bell captain at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas from 1952 to 1977. Good morning, Mr. Pearl. Understand you knew Frank Sinatra well and have some interesting stories about his Rat Pack days. What's your favorite memory?
Well, I have so many that I don't know where to start. This man was a genius. I don't think anybody will ever equal him in this business. He did so many wonderful things. And, of course, geniuses have their moments where they become a little difficult at times, but he did everything for a purpose. And the wonderful things he did for humanity, for children all over the world, is something I will never forget.
It's said that he was generous to a fault, although he could be pretty harsh at times.
Yes, that's true. And I like to talk about him when he was generous to people, and he was. He helped so many little people out. He had a photographic mind, remembered names of employees, and whenever he came in, I'd have to sit down with him and say, how's this one? How's Tom? How's Bill? Is his family all right? These are people in the lesser lights of a business, you know, and he did it just with so many kind thoughts that you'd never know that about him. And it was hard to picture a man of his stature remembering people like that. He was just a great, great man.
Certainly will be missed by many.
Oh, I will never forget this man till the day I die. He puts a memory in you that's unforgettable.
Well, Mr. Pearl, thank you for joining us and sharing your memories of the late Frank Sinatra.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch.
In the wee small hours of the morning.
Through six decades, the voice and face of Frank Sinatra dominated American radio, TV, and motion picture screens and home record collections. With his death in Los Angeles at age 82, he's being remembered in his hometown of Hoboken, New Jersey. WCBS newsman Paul Murnane is there.
Black banners have gone up on City Hall. Some flags here in Hoboken, New Jersey have been moved to half staff. More than one resident recalls growing up in a house with a framed photo of Old Blue Eyes on the kitchen wall and the man's music on the record player. At Piccolo's restaurant, the speakers usually blare Sinatra songs, but today, Pat Spacavento says his family may go silent in tribute.
We're just on borrowed time. Our bodies are on borrowed time, but his music, it'll be here forever.
120-something fan raised on rock and roll says Sinatra defined what he called tough boy cool. And here at the site of Sinatra's boyhood home, some flowers now surround a sidewalk star that reads Francis Albert Sinatra, The Voice. Paul Murnane, CBS News, Hoboken, New Jersey.
Filmmaker Martin Scorsese got the news at the Cannes Film Festival.
There are still people around, but not. There'll never be another him. You know, he's the idol. He was the original.
CBS News correspondent David Dow has more live in Los Angeles.
Bill, he won an Oscar for his acting, but Frank Sinatra is remembered first and foremost by most fans and those who knew him best as the consummate singer. Lee Salters was his longtime publicist.
He has contributed more to the American musical culture than any other individual.
It wasn't just his voice, says fellow entertainer Steve Allen.
What separated him from a lot of other even good singers is he had a way with a lyric. He really thought his way through a song.
Though often depicted as something of a rogue, associates remember him also as a philanthropist who made a lot of money and gave a lot away. Live from Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
A U.S. delegation is in Pakistan trying to keep it from engaging India in a nuclear arms race. At the G8 summit in Birmingham, England, President Clinton scolded New Delhi for barging into the nuclear club.
I don't believe that's the best way to guarantee India's security or its greatness. To basically call up the darker elements of the 20th century.
Mr. Clinton also urged Indonesian President Suharto to satisfy public demands for quick political and economic reforms. Jakarta is now reported relatively quiet after more than 230 looters died in arson fires. The U.S. Embassy is preparing to evacuate dependents on two charter planes. Yugoslav President Milosevic has met for the first time with the leader of Kosovo's ethnic Albanians. The fact they talked at all is seen as a breakthrough. All of the popular new Volkswagen Beetles sold since March, some 8,500 of them, are being recalled. Dealers will fix a wiring problem. Despite the Asian economic crisis, U.S. industrial production edged up 0.1% in April. And at Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down over 10 points. This is CBS News.
This is today's GT Global Millennium Minute. The countdown is on.
It's May 15th, 1998, 595 days until the year 2000. On this date in 1928, the Royal Flying Doctor Service was established at a medical base in Queensland, Australia, by the Reverend John Flynn, a Presbyterian minister who wanted to provide medical care to residents of the Australian outback. Reverend Flynn combined the new technologies of wireless communication and aviation to serve the health needs of isolated people who had no access to doctors. Today, the Royal Flying Doctor Service is the oldest, largest, and most comprehensive aerial health and emergency service in the world, with 38 planes and a staff that sees an average of 360 patients a day. I'm Dr. Emily Sine, CBS News.
This GT Global Millennium Minute was brought to you by GT Global Mutual Funds, a member of the $80 billion LGT Group, bringing investors a world of opportunity.
In Kentucky, a group of farmers and a trade group have sued the government, demanding that hemp production be made legal again, as it was before 1972. They say hemp has none of the psychoactive properties of its cousin marijuana and has valuable industrial uses, from rope to paper to clothing. In New York, Abdul Hakim Murad has been sentenced to life in prison for conspiring with the mastermind of the World Trade Center bombing to blow up a dozen U.S. passenger jets in one day. One bomb did kill a Japanese man on a Philippine Airlines flight. Critics have often wondered about House Speaker Newt Gingrich's political weather vane, but a short time ago, he tried his hand at the real thing.
Very warm down here at home in the Atlanta area and all across down into Texas, but a little cooler as you go up on New England. Actually, very nice weather in Maine. All across the country, 80s and 70s in the Midwest and in the Upper Plains.
Gingrich was a guest forecaster on the Weather Channel, which is headquartered in the suburban Atlanta district. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.
This is a CBS News special report, The Death of Frank Sinatra. I'm Lisa Meyer. After months of failing health, Frank Sinatra died last night of a heart attack. He was 82.
Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say.
So distinctive was his singing style, so deep the emotional impact of his songs, that people who never met him considered him a special friend. Fans gathered outside Sinatra's Bel Air home as soon as they heard the news.
There was nobody cooler than Sinatra.
Others have been at the record stores, moved suddenly to flesh out their Sinatra collections.
We had a gentleman outside this morning waiting at 9 o'clock, who, our first customer in the door, who came in and spent in about 10 minutes $1,500 on Frank Sinatra music. He bought a couple of these suitcase edition box sets.
Freddie Zagalli manages the Tower Records in Washington, D.C. Tributes to Sinatra are coming from friends and admirers. Steve Allen, himself an accomplished musician, says Frank Sinatra is American music. Comedian Alan King is recalling the last time he spoke by phone with Sinatra. The singer said, "Hey, kid, get me a job." There was rarely a lack of work for Sinatra. His singing set a pop standard others only aspired to. His acting won him 2 Oscar nominations and 1 Academy Award. There were armloads of Grammy Awards over the years, but Sinatra was clearly touched when he received the Grammy's Legend Award back in 1994.
This is like being in baseball. The bases are loaded and you're at bat. You don't know what you're going to do.
Variety music critic Phil Gallo says Sinatra's passing leaves a musical chasm that will be hard, if not impossible, to fill.
Frank had a way of delivering lyrics, particularly romantic lyrics, that made you feel like you were in the room with him, that he was a very one-on-one person.
A private funeral is planned. The Sinatra family is asking that in lieu of flowers, donations be sent to the Barbara Sinatra Children's Center at Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Lisa Meyer.
This is Diane Thompson in Beverly Hills, outside the gated home of Frank Sinatra. The crush of news reporters and cameras has grown so large this morning that Beverly Hills police are directing traffic and they're handling security so family friends can get through the gates and up to the hill of the Sinatra home. Now, a few fans have stopped by this morning to pay their respects. Harlene Horowitz is also from Hoboken, New Jersey, but she now lives in Brentwood, and she has met Frank Sinatra on several occasions, and she stopped by this morning to drop off a plant from her garden.
I think everybody is sad, don't you? I think this is such a terrible day. I think that there will still never be another Frank Sinatra, ever, in all of our lives. I think that we can all go back to times in our lives when we were sad, when we were happy, and we put on a Sinatra song, and we remember those days, you know? He will always be, I think, with everybody.
Publicist Susan Reynolds has said the family will meet informally with friends today. There's also been a rumor spreading through the gathered group here that Joey Bishop is expected to stop by the home, but there's been no sign of the former Rat Pack member. Reporting live from Beverly Hills, Diane Thompson, KNX 1070.